Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss short and long-term debt financing. So we want to talk about applying for a business loan, right? The assets or other financial resources available to a business is called capital, right? So we need capital, we need cash to run our business. Purchases of plant assets used in the operation of a business are called capital expenditures. Anytime we purchase a plant, there's a factory, property, or equipment, those are known as capital expenditures. Assets pledged to a creditor to guarantee repayment of a loan is called collateral. So a lot of times banks are going to want you to come with some sort of asset that you own and put that up as a guarantee against your loan from the bank, right? And the amount of collateral that you have is going to, coupled with your credit profile, will really determine your interest rate. The use of funds. What portion of the funds will be used for revenue expenditures and capital expenditures? Okay, what is revenue expenditures, right? Revenue expenditures is reinvestment into the organization, into our operation, for the growth function. And capital expenditures, again, are investments into plant, property, and equipment. Business experience. What experience do the primary owners and managers have in the industry? So these are a lot of credit questions that bank officers are going to ask, right? They want to know, you know, why should we loan to you? How can we guarantee repayment? You know, are you going to make bad decisions and put your business in unnecessary risk and then therefore risk our cash, right, unnecessarily? So a lot of times the business experience of the managers and operators and owners will be in question because you want to know that they have a good track record and you want to know that they have a good reputation and they have strong expertise in their business industry. So all of these components go into making a credit decision. Market demand. Is there a proven consumer demand for the product or service? What competition does the business face? These are all questions that are going to be asked, especially for a business loan, because anybody, any bank is going to want to do their due diligence, particularly on individuals that could be deemed risky or a market deemed risky, right? Anybody's risky when, if anything's risky when you're loaning cash, but you've got to make sure that you mitigate your risks as much as possible in the loan process. When will the project become profitable or break even? When are we going to be break even or when are we going to be profitable, right? How long is that going to take us to become profitable, right? What assumptions is the business using to make its projections, right? How are we projecting out future cash flows, right? What are we doing to project those? And during the business loan process, the bank will underwrite the same loan on the same project, right? And they're going to compare your cash flows. And a lot of times they're going to discount those cash flows and be way more conservative during their appraisal of the business deal than you may project, right? So we want to make sure that the profitability is on point and it will happen quickly. You know, a lot of times, especially if it's a startup, there's a lot of initial costs that go into getting the startup going. And a lot of times before break even happens, it might be 3 or 4 years, right? So the bank wants to know, when will you be profitable and can pay back the loan maybe even quicker? What assets will be offered as collateral that could be claimed if the business is unable to pay the loan, right? So you're going to have some collateral, some skin in the game if you know, it doesn't go well. Maybe it's a construction project and you're building a retail space and there's 50 retail spaces available for lease, and let's say in 5 years, let's say the location isn't great and there's a mass exodus from this city, and you know, out of the 50 units that you have for lease, only 30 get leased up, and now you have 20 vacant and you're losing money like crazy, and now the bank says, okay, we're going to foreclose on this, we're going to take the property because your property, your new industrial shopping center is your collateral. So now we're going to, you know, we're going to buy it, we're going to take this from you, and we're going to shut it down, and then we're going to resell it to somebody else. So they want collateral as a safety net against non-payment. What is the business risking in the project? Does the business have an adequate stake in the project to ensure management is motivated to succeed, right? We want to make sure that as a bank that they are going to be driven in their business venture to be successful. So signing a long-term note payable, right? So you can see April 1st, it was signed a five-year payable at 8% for $120,000, right? So you can see now that in the ledger, long-term notes payable is credited at $120,000, but it is also debited at $120,000. So we credited cash with $120,000. And then we also denoted long-term notes payable at $120,000. You notice how they balance and they match. So anytime that you add a journal entry, when you're accounting for notes payable, you've got to make sure you an inflow or an outflow of cash has always got to be credited and debited on the same on both sides of the assets and the liabilities, right? Now, this is kind of an amortization statement. So you can see how it's going to run. You know, our first payment is May, right? So you can see how the interest is $800 and the principal is $1633.17 for an ending payment of, or for an ending balance of $118,366, right? $118,366. So now if you go down to the second payment, you'll notice that you are paying less interest and more principal. This is how an amortization schedule works. So from payment one, we're paying more interest, and as time goes, interest payments will decrease while you're paying off more principal and paying off the loan in 60 months. So now we have an interest expense from week one, right? $767.12, right? So now we have a cash credit of $2433.17, right? So we've made a total payment. So we made a principal payment, the long-term note payable, at $1,666.05, and then we also made the interest expense payment of $767, so we debited that from our cash, and then now we credited the cash on the other side for the payment because we've also reduced down our long-term note payable. So our total payable went down $2,433.17 because of the long-term notes payable and the interest expense. Notice you have got to record on both sides of the journal, the credit and the debit. So a company may issue bonds in order to raise capital for their operations. A bond is a long-term promise to pay a specified amount on a specified date and to pay interest at the stated intervals, right? So on a bond, I have a $1,000 bond, a 10% annual coupon. So a coupon means that's my payment, that is my interest payment that I'm going to receive from the company that I bought the bond from, right? And let's say the maturity is 5 years, so then the principal amount will be paid back at the end of 5 years, but in that five-year span, I'm collecting the 10% coupon payment, right? That's how I'm getting paid as an investor in bonds. All bonds representing the total amount of a loan are called a bond issue. Again, the $1,000 bond is the issue of the bond or face value. The process of selling bonds is commonly known as a bond issuance or issuing bonds. The face value is the amount to be repaid at the end of the bond term. So if we have a $1,000 bond, 5 years, 10% coupon, you receive the 10% coupon payments over that 5 years, and then at the end of the 5 years, the $1,000 is paid back. The interest rate used to calculate periodic interest payments on a bond is called the stated interest rate. So now let's say we issue bonds, right? And we raise $180,000 from raising bonds. So now we've got $180 that we can deposit into cash, but because it's bonds, now we've got a debit cash on the exact same side because it's now a liability for us because we've got to pay it back. We have the cash, we have the actual cash, but eventually at the end of in 20 years, see, in July 1st, issued 20-year, 6.5%, $5,000 bonds for $180,000 receipt. So that bond, that $180,000, is repayable at the end of 20 years. So notice it is now a liability to us. So paying interest on bonds, right? So December 31st, paid cash for a semi-annual interest coupon on bonds, face value $5,850, right? So we sold $180,000 worth of the $5,850 bonds at 6%, but notice times as fraction of a year. We have a semi-annual interest coupon payment. So we'll get paid the interest payment every 6 months, right? So notice how it comes out as a fraction, 180 over 360, that shows you the payment twice a year. So now we have the face value times the stated interest rate, $180,000 of bonds times the 6.5% interest rate. So my first interest payment on December 31st will be $5,850. And remember that when you are calculating interest, that you cannot multiply that by 6.5. You've got to multiply that in decimal form, okay, percentage at 0.065, right? It's very crucial that we don't multiply that by 6.5, that we multiply that by 0.065. That will represent percentage. Short-term debt financing options. Every business needs cash to pay its operating expenses. Purchasing inventory and paying the payroll are examples of daily activities that require a business to earn revenue, right? So we've got to make sure that our business flows, operations flow daily, and we need cash to keep it oiled. The payment of an operating expense is necessary to earn revenue is called a revenue expenditure. So anytime that we reinvest into the business outside of capital expenses, you know it's a revenue expenditure. And let's say research and development. We want to continue to research and develop, so that's a revenue expenditure. Short-term debt financing options. Obtaining capital by borrowing money for a period of time is called debt financing. A bank loan agreement that provides immediate short-term access to cash is called a line of credit or a credit line. A lot of times companies can go in and get a short-term line of credit, maybe even on a credit card. Some banks may have a $3 million, or maybe some organizations may have a $3 million line of credit, depending on one, how large the company is, the scope of the credit that is needed, and what their reputation is and their credit with the bank and how they're going to get paid back. The interest charged to a bank's most creditworthy customers is called the prime interest rate. Excuse me. The prime interest rate, not everybody's going to get that, right? You need to have a flawless credit reputation, and you need to be somebody that has a very strong balance sheet, that outweighs equity to debt by a good margin, and somebody that shows a position of financial strength will get the prime interest rate.